The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Welcome, benevolent viewers, to today's Stop Animal Cruelty program on Supreme Master Television, where we'll examine the appalling practice of exporting live sheep from Australia to the Middle East for food and use in animal sacrifices at the end of the Hajj or pilgrimage to Mecca. Sheep are social, highly intelligent herbivores that can live up to 20 years and enjoy feeding on grass and other plants. These authentic grazers have a split upper lip, allowing them to pick the tastiest leaves from plants. The mother-child relationship among sheep is particularly close, affectionate and caring. In fact, lambs can identify their mother by her bleat. A famous story from China involves a lamb who touched the heart of a restaurant owner. After witnessing the baby crying and covering up a butcher knife with his body that was to be used on his mother, the man switched to a life-affirming business. Each year, millions of these gentle, innocent, sensitive beings suffer painful separation from their families, gruesome slicing of flesh from their tail areas, rough handling, injuries from shearing, and worst of all, slaughter after being shipped overseas. One event that drives demand for these kind animals is Eid al-Adha, or the Festival of Sacrifice, an important Muslim holiday during which sheep have their throats brutally cut while fully conscious and are then cruelly left to bleed to death. Saudi Arabia's highest cleric, Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Abdullah al-Sheikh, says of Eid al-Adha, "The sacrifice of an animal is not an obligation for Muslims, but it is a tradition or a sunnah. The respect for animals in the Muslim holy book, the Quran, is revealed in numerous passages, including the following. There is not an animal on earth, nor a being that flies on its wings, but forms parts of communities like unto you." Quran 6:38. And Mr. Rafiq Ahmed, founder of the Muslim Vegan Vegetarian Society in the United Kingdom, states,
"According to Quran, there is an ayat in Surah Anbiya, number 107. We sent thee not but as a mercy for all creations." That's about Prophet Muhammad. He was sent as a mercy for all creations. That includes animals as well. In that way, Prophet Muhammad also abolished by the revelation that dead meat is haram.
Sheep that are considered no longer useful by wool farmers may be exported. From Australia alone, 6.5 million of the animals are sent overseas each year, and the start of their deadly journey often begins with confinement in feedlots to fatten them and get them used to dry, pelletized food, which is fed to them on their transport ships. After 5 days or more, they are driven to a dock to be loaded onto multi-tiered livestock transport ships, some of which are capable of carrying as many as 100,000 animals. Loading all the sheep for one shipment may take up to 5 days, a process that is extremely stressful and confusing to these sensitive, docile beings. After being jammed onto these death ships, they travel for approximately a month until the destination is reached. While on board the vessels, the vulnerable sheep are exposed to extreme weather conditions, stress, suffocation, smothering, injuries, disease, and infection. In short, they endure ceaseless physical and mental trauma, culminating in a violent death. Unfortunately, in New Zealand, a moratorium on the exportation of live sheep has been in place since 2003. However, recently there have been fears that this ban may be lifted. Hans Kreich, campaign director for the non-profit New Zealand animal advocacy group Save Animals from Exploitation, comments.
The conditions of sheep on a live sheep boat are incredible. You're looking at between 30 and 100,000 animals crammed on a boat. Now, don't forget, sheep in New Zealand live on grass. That's what they eat. On a boat, they cannot eat grass, so they're getting pelletized food, just little dry pellets. A lot of those sheep don't take to that. And actually, that's the leading cause of mortality on a shipment is actually starvation. About half the animals that die of starvation.
On a typical ship, the sheep are packed in 3 per square meter in metal pens stacked in layers, one on top of the other, sometimes reaching 11 levels high or higher. Those sheep placed in the outer and top layers are exposed to rain, cold winds and waves, and those in the middle and bottom layers continually suffer from extreme heat and a lack of ventilation.
They can hit rough seas, they can hit really humid weather, hot weather, obviously to the Middle East, and a lot of animals can die as a result of pneumonia, salmonellosis. It's really bad. There's a lot of dust in the air because of the dry pelletized food, and that can go into the animals' eyes and animals can go blind. And they're also standing in their own feces for the entire journey. It's a trip to hell. It's terrible.
When Animal World, our co-inhabitants, returns, we'll continue examining the utterly inhumane practice of exporting live sheep. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Today's topic is the live exportation of sheep to the Middle East from Australia for slaughter, particularly for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha, or the Festival of Sacrifice, one of Islam's most important holidays. As part of the event, animals have their throats brutally slit while fully conscious and are then left to slowly bleed to death. This ritual is not compulsory, but merely customary. In fact, imams and Muslim scholars say that there is no commandment mandating the sacrifice, and that donating money to charity is a much better way to sacrifice and help the needy. Dr. Hussein Hatemi, a law professor at Istanbul University in Turkey, points out that even using a hook while fishing is unacceptable for Muslims, as it causes too much pain for animals. Indeed, Islam is a religion of compassion, as Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said. All creatures are like a family or ayal of God, and He loves the most those who are the most beneficent to His family. He also remarked, "Whoever is kind to the creatures of God is kind to himself." The journey of sheep to the Middle East is truly a voyage of death. For example, researchers found that on one ship, 31% of the sheep that did not survive the trip died from being suffocated or smothered.
They are crowded in these pens and forced to stand and lie in their own excrement, often for weeks on end.
Depending on the route and destination, the journey at sea may take 3 to 4 weeks or longer. Sheep are packed in so tightly that they have only 15 centimeters of headspace. In addition, the ship constantly rocks, which is very unnerving and stressful for the animals. While travelling for days on end, the sheep excrete feces and urine where they stand, forming a slurry that falls onto the lower tiers and contaminates food bins. The feces build up to such an extent that some animals get stuck in their own waste and eventually die as they cannot reach their food. In some places, the waste piles up to 30 centimeters high, causing a host of diseases and problems including pneumonia, scabby mouth disease, lupinosis, foot abscesses, and salmonellosis. It has been calculated that 27% of all on-ship deaths of sheep are due to salmonellosis. Others may die from exhaustion, stress, dehydration, or starvation. As the ships travel to their destination, the temperature may vary from freezing to sweltering hot temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius with 90% humidity. It has been estimated that a mere 4-degree rise in temperature will triple the death rate among these animals, many of whom are injured on slippery floors or are crushed to death as they compete for the limited food supply. The sick and injured animals are discarded by workers, who throw them into a chute which leads to a machine that grinds the sheep alive and dumps their remains into the sea. Anywhere from 4.4 to 10% of the sheep will die during live transport, with 70% dying on board the ship and 20% while being unloaded. To get the animals off the ship, the workers strike them with rusty metal poles, hammers, or whatever heavy implements are handy. Some sheep are thrown from the ship, dragged by their fleece, ears or legs along the ground, and then thrown into the back of trucks bound for market. Some of the animals suffocate as they are piled on top of each other, while others sustain severe injuries.
On arrival in the Middle East, animals are moved from truck to truck to truck as they pass through borders.
In every checkpoint, there are unloaded from the trucks and reloaded to new trucks, from Jordanian trucks to Israeli ones, from Israeli ones to the Palestinian vehicles. And the vehicles are not vehicles that are intended to carry animals. They are just converted to hold them.
The day before the start of Eid al-Adha, people go to the market and purchase animals. With tied feet, the animal is carried or dragged and then dumped into a car trunk, with some piled up and tied down onto car roof racks. Hitting or kicking animals to get them to comply is commonplace. Once the slaughter begins, the animals have their throats slit without any stunning or preparation. Sheep take an agonizing 40 seconds to die from the bleeding as they kick and scream in anguish.
As you can see, it is so brutal, unnecessary, and senseless to leave these innocent animals to slowly bleed to death.
In an effort to have the New Zealand government permanently ban the ghastly live sheep trade, Save Animals from Exploitation is working with a coalition of other animal advocacy groups.
We will be at the forefront of campaigning against. The suffering is just incredible, and it doesn't need to be done. So it can be stopped, and we are certainly determined not to let it resume from New Zealand.
We thank organisations such as Save Animals from Exploitation, the Muslim Vegan Vegetarian Society, and all others working to protect the Earth's innocent sheep from abuse and murder. May these cruel, unwarranted exports stop immediately, so that the lives of these beautiful beings may be preserved. let us all exhibit compassion and brotherly love toward our fellow beings. For more information on live sheep export, please visit Save Animals from Exploitation, www.safe.org.nz. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, www.savethesheep.com. Thank you for your noble company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless our gentle sheep friends with long, carefree and natural lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.